I'm Christine Dean, and this is Live from Studio A. And joining us today, we have Brianne Marie and one of her Front Porch Sinners. She has a whole band, but just the pedal steel player, which is, I shouldn't say just, because that's a pretty important component of the band. Johnny Blaze Peterson, I also love that you have the nickname Blaze, Johnny, is joining her today. Welcome, Brianne.
Hi, thanks for having us, Christine.
Thanks for coming in. And you mentioned you've been on our local program before just talking about an album, but you had not come in and performed before, so
I've never brought my instrument in here. This is exciting.
Mm-hmm. It is exciting. I don't think I've ever had pedal steel in here, so I'm excited about that, too.
Yay.
So, and you have a release show for your brand new one, Wildflowers and Tumbleweeds, and that is coming up Saturday at Beener Central in Duluth. Doors open at 7, show starts at 7:30 with Matt Ray, and then you guys are going to take the stage, is that right?
We are, that's right, at 8:30.
All right. Well, I'm going to have you get started with a song, and then let's come back and find out more about you. What do you want to start with?
We're going to start with City Girl, Country Heart.
That's Brianne Marie live from Studio A and a tune from her new album, Wildflowers and Tumbleweeds. And a city girl or a country girl moving to the city, it sounds like. Is there anything biographical in that or is that a character?
There is. It's actually written for my cousin, Caitlin Kretschmer. She's a photographer in town and she reminded me of the city mouse country mouse going into the city. If you remember the old children's book,
mm-hmm.
City Mouse, Country Mouse. And I just needed to write a song. I imagine how she would be feeling moving from the little town of Mellon, Wisconsin, to the big old city of Duluth, Minnesota.
Now, where are you from originally?
I was born and raised in Duluth, but my mom and dad's family, all from Mellon, Marengo, Ashland area.
Oh, okay. I was wondering if you'd moved here from elsewhere because you had talked about in your some of your biographical information about that you started playing music here in 2010, sounds like, or?
Yeah, and that's just, I really never participated in the live music scene. Shame on me. There's so many good bands that are no longer around that I never got a chance to see or hear. But I just picked up a guitar in 2007 after my father passed away. And 2010, I started playing live. And then as soon as I started playing, I could not get enough live music. I go out and see live music all the time now. I'm making up for lost time.
So are you saying that was that what inspired you to pick up the guitar?
And, yeah, absolutely.
And why did that, like, how did that work?
Well, my father suicided in 2006, so a year later I was in a pretty low depression, and I thought, I'll pick up a guitar. He used to play. He gave me a guitar, and I never played it, and has since been sold at a pawn shop. But I decided to just pick it up, and I have been playing every day, every week, every month since, and it really took off. In 2009, my brother was killed in a car accident, and that really just kept things going. It fueled songwriting. So my first two projects were really about healing through loss and writing about everything I was thinking and feeling and experiencing. This newest project is a little more light.
Well, that is a lot to process, and writing songs and being a creative person, that's one way that people often channel that. But I'm glad that you have, you know, gotten to a place where now you're doing something a little bit different. So tell me about writing the songs for this album.
Oh, gosh. Well, some of the songs are a little bit older. So the Wildflowers are the first half of the album, a little more upbeat country strumming. I've been working on them, or we had them down as a band, even as long as I think 3 years ago, right, Johnny? We've been really playing these songs for a while. And then the Tumbleweeds kind of came over the last 1, 2, 3 years. Babies in the River and Ain't Been Home, I brought to the studio. I had shared them with Evan because he's my husband. We do pajama practice at home.
And he plays guitar.
And so we worked on them a little bit, and I said, let's just bring them into the studio, see what happens. And we got it right that afternoon. And so some of the songs are 4 or 5 years old, and some are less than a year old.
And as far as local bands, you're one of the few, like, straight-ahead country bands, you know?
Yeah, there's no bones about it. We play country music. There's some y'alls and some drawls and scooping in some of the music. But after we recorded the album, we played it back and said, this isn't all country strumming, throwback to the classics. There's some alt country in there, especially with the pedal steel, some of the heavier drum sounds. Evan's been doing more electric guitar with the tremolo and kind of getting gritty with the sound. And he's got one of them fancy pedal boards, you know, with all the, I don't know, he's doing effects and stuff. And mm-hmm. It's sounding more alt country, and I like the way it's going.
Great. Well, you mentioned your husband, Evan, who's the guitarist in the band. Who else is missing today that's going to be performing at the show on Saturday?
Glenn Maloney. He plays bass. And he's in Moon Is Down, and he's done projects as a solo artist under his name. And then we have John Lamar, who's our drummer, and he has been in Sight Like December. He's in The Fiasco, and he's done drumming for a lot of bands. He's a well-sought-after drummer.
Black River Review,
he's on their new album, and he's going to be at Big Top with them tomorrow.
Wonderful. They're playing with the Big Woo, right?
They are?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it seems like you've had this lineup for a while. Is that right? Or is it changed?
Yeah. December 2013. Oh, Johnny's got it. December 2013 is when we got together officially as the full five piece. We were playing in my living room getting ready for the last album, which was the Timothy John EP. And we were just playing some really depressing music. And Glenn Maloney said, you know, I got this buddy, Johnny, up on the range. And he plays pedal steel. I think it might sound good. And after that first practice, it was we were seeing unicorns and rainbows. It was all magic. We were so excited. I think December is when we all got together and said, this is it. This is our group. We did bring in a couple of special musicians for the album. Our buddy Matt Shaleen came in to play the Leslie organ sound you hear on Ain't Been Home. And our friend Ben Roselius plays on a few tracks with some Melt Your Face solos on electric guitar.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's nice that you've had that kind of continuity, because that seems like it kind of really gives you a good foundation for bringing your work to life. Does it feel that way?
Yeah, absolutely. Everybody has a role in what they contribute to the arrangements and the sound and the feel. And I don't think anybody in this group is afraid to say, why don't we try this? Let's do this. And it ends up sounding like a Sinner's song then in the end. It's not just something that I'm working on in some vacuum.
And you did solo stuff when you first started playing. And mm-hmm. Do you ever do solo stuff anymore? Or is it just all band stuff?
I do. You know, I do assisted living facility gigs. So I'll go to, the different places around town. I'll be at Benedictine Health Center coming up, and I do those solo, and I play a lot of the classic country. I do Loretta and Dolly and Hank and Johnny, you know, all of those country tunes. And I love it. I really do love playing in that type of space with that audience. Nobody loves that music more than the people that remember the concerts and going out to those shows. So I have fun with that, and I do singing telegrams solo, which is a lot of fun.
What?
I always say it's a hoot. It takes a special personality to get dressed up in some country dress, bring a rose and a little, note, and embarrass somebody, totally embarrass them at their place of business. Right? Show up with a guitar and say, somebody bought you a telegram. It's awesome.
I did not know that was a thing. And so is this something you do independently, or do you work for a business?
No, it's all independent. So I have a full-time day job, but music feeds that creative side of me and that sales side and all of that.
Didn't you study marketing at UMD? I think you told me that.
Yeah, I'm a UMD grad, 04. Marketing, and I've been in sales ever since I graduated.
Well, and that's a bonus for a musician, because a lot of people are creative, but they just hate dealing with the business parts that you have to do. So mm-hmm. to actually have a handle on both is kind of a rare thing and fortunate.
Yeah, I can do it. I love doing it. What's the hardest part is that I know what should be done, and I don't always have the time or the budget to do it. So that's any marketing person. More time, more money is needed. But I love doing it, and being in this band and promoting it the way that I have and we have has really fed that need.
And I want to get back to the telegram thing, because I think that's really cool. How, if somebody wants to do that, how do they get in touch with you about that?
Well, I've got an email and a cell phone number that I make pretty public out there on my Facebook page and at Bandcamp. It's briannemarie.bandcamp.com. And people contact me a variety of ways, and we get together and have a conversation, or we text back and forth, what is it for? I did one woman's retirement party, and I changed the words of The Gambler by Kenny Rogers, but made the lyrics special to this woman and her career that she had. So we just need to chat about what you're looking for, what you want out of this, and who is it for, and when I can see that why the relationship is special, then I put that into the performance.
Wow, that sounds like a lot of fun. But meanwhile, back to your new album, what do you want to do next for us?
The next song is off of the last album, actually. We're going to throw back to the Timothy John EP, and we're going to play Victim's Warning. It's a really emotional song, and I wrote it for the man who killed my brother.
And that album was named for your brother, right?
It was, yeah.
All right, let's hear it.
Watch your back, you're getting paid. No, think before you act, and now it's over. Ain't no turning back, and it's over. You can't ever, so I just sit. You ever so
That's Brianne Marie live from Studio A, and a song from her EP. What the name again?
Timothy John EP.
Timothy John, named after her brother. So country music, we were talking about that. How did that become what you do? Was that part of your background, part of your family history?
A little bit. I like all kinds of music. And I wasn't listening to a ton of country at the time that I started playing it. But here's what happened. I picked up a guitar, took lessons, and after about 6 months of learning very few covers, I decided I wanted to start playing live. And some of the easiest music for me to learn on guitar, and it's hard to play guitar and sing at the same time and stand and emote and all of those things. So I went with country music. I used to sing country on karaoke, so it's also some of the songs I'm familiar with singing. I used to go out to karaoke bars, and my dad was a karaoke DJ, so I started learning some of those songs right away. And I also looked at what was happening in Duluth, and I saw a ton of... Not a ton. There was a good amount of female folk artists at the time that were filling the stages around town in coffee shops and bars. And I thought, well, I could do folk, but I'm not seeing any country. And I live in Duluth and I want to see country. So why don't I play this stuff? Because I know other people like me are out there and like it. I'm not the only one who likes country music. And we've seen that now in the Twin Ports. We see country, Midwestern, mid-level, and then we see national acts coming to town and they're selling out and they're playing some pretty big, you know, down at Bayfront and packing Clyde and Westman Arena just had a show. And there are country music fans here. And so I blend sort of that alt country stuff with some of today's country, although it's hard to say today's country and not think of pickup trucks and beers. And that's not what we play.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And another bonus of that kind of music is there's a great wardrobe that goes along with it.
Oh, fabulous wardrobe. I just picked up a dress, hon. It's got the cutest little pattern. I need to find me some red cowboy boots by Saturday. It's going to happen.
I enjoy your stage when I've seen you perform. My mom's like, I like that dress. That's great. I can't remember. Do the guys get dressed up too? I guess I focus so much on what you were wearing that I missed what they were wearing.
Yeah. You know, Johnny gets dressed up. He's always got some schnazzy suspenders going on, and he's got his cowboy boots. Glenn Maloney is really into the short shorts. It's been summer. These are not country shorts, but Glenn is a marathon runner, and man, he's just been doing awesome on this whole running journey that he's on, and he just wears the short shorts, and sometimes to band practice, and it's a little blinding, but we love him. And Evan's got that black t-shirt and Chucks. He tried the boots. They did not work. I think he made it 2 hours, and he said, nope, I'm putting my Chucks back on. And John, our drummer, he doesn't wear any shoes, does he? He kind of kicks those off when he plays, usually. And he also likes to wear that IROB t-shirt, because Johnny's in the Iron Range Outlaw Brigade.
Oh, yeah.
So between Evan and John, they try to at least get one IROB shirt in for every show or photo shoot we do, which is awesome.
So Johnny's still on the range. He doesn't have a microphone, so you're going to have to answer for him. Still on the range, so he comes down for practice and shows. And well, that's great.
Yeah, comes on down for practice. But Johnny's also still active with IROB. They play shows all over the Twin Ports area. And but he also comes down to listen to live music. So he'll come down for practice, but also to come down and check out shows. And it's all about supporting the awesome scene that we have here.
And you have played Homegrown a few times, right?
Yeah, I think Evan and I played the first year together as just a duo. And then the change-up is... it's changed up a little bit for the Sinners. But we as a full group have played... Is it three now? Okay, so 14 was our first year together as a full band. I remember one of them, I was about this pregnant, about like a foot and a half. The guitar was out and barely made it to the bathroom after, I drink a lot of water when I play. But that was a fun show. And we've done a few of them now.
And so you did this album, as many people do, with Rich Madsen up at Sparta, right? Tell
yes.
me about that experience.
Oh, my gosh.
So right in your backyard, Johnny, right?
Yeah.
Up on
the
range.
And iRob has recorded with Rich before. A lot of people have, and we knew that he was going to be the next person we contact about it. Such a great experience, way better than we ever could have imagined. We went in on a Friday, came out on a Sunday. I only had to go back one more time, and that speaks to how prepared we were as a band, too, some of the songs we've been playing for a while. But Rich and Jermaine were such gracious hosts. We had a blast. It was like camping out and slumber party and a chorus of snoring each night that we were there. We did crock pot food, and Rich is just so good. He's got an ear for everything. Everything's all laid out and dialed in, and he just knows what he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
So it was an awesome experience.
Wonderful. Well, let's hear one more. What do you want to wrap up with?
We're going to play Would You.
All right.
Wrote you a song and I sang real pretty. Would you come to my show? Would you drive to the city? Would you stay all night? Lean in close, cause I wrote it for you.
That is Brianne Marie live from Studio A, and another song from her Wildflowers and Tumbleweeds album. And I notice you kind of have it divided up on the back. One side is Wildflowers. I mean, and there aren't sides anymore with CDs, but then the other one is Tumbleweeds. Did you kind of think of it that way?
We did, and it lends well to the concept of a vinyl record, which we are waiting on 500 of them to be delivered Saturday morning, just in time for the release show. And so a record, you know, if you just A-side, B-side, and flipping, and it's always been a dream of mine to have original music on a record. It brings me back to the days of playing a plastic toy radio, you know, toy looking suitcase radio, and playing my dad's old country records. So, A side, B side, and the Wildflowers are all the happy, well, most of them are the happy, upbeat country strumming songs. They're about each one, track one, two, and three are about each of my three children, ages 2, 12, and 19 this weekend, for the eldest. So Wildflowers, kids, that kind of thing growing up. And then the Tumbleweeds are heartache and divorce and love and marriage and you just that older stuff when you get older and moving on in life. And a couple of story songs as well.
Wow, so you put a lot of thought into how to arrange everything and how it all fit together. That's wonderful. And again, your album release show is coming up on Saturday at Beener Central in Duluth. Doors open at 7 o'clock. Matt Ray kicks off the night at 7:30. Thank you so much, Brianne.
Thank you for having
us. And Johnny, we appreciate it. Today's Live from Studio A was produced by me, Christine Dean, with help from Morgan Kohler and Amy McNamara, with funding provided by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. To check out upcoming guests or to listen to previous sessions, go to KUMD.org and click on Live from Studio A under Programs. This is Live from Studio A on 103.3 KUMD. Thanks for listening.